A welcome and well-stocked port in the coronavirus storm, your neighborhood grocery store. I'm Tom Schein, and this is The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we meet a Wichita filmmaker who made a movie about the pandemic during the pandemic.
I made something that can be entertaining, that can be newsworthy, and it's appropriate for the time.
But first, we travel to Clearwater, about 20 miles southwest of downtown Wichita, as we continue our series exploring the coronavirus and the economy. If there's been one sound of relative normalcy during the pandemic, it's this. Grocery stores are a staple on the essential business list. In the early days of the shelter-in-place orders, canned food aisles and meat departments were raided as shoppers prepared to hunker down for weeks. But it's been more than a month since Sedgwick County issued its stay-at-home order, and while most gatherings are still banned, grocery stores are returning to, if not normal, then something close.
As you can see, I got toilet paper. I got paper towels.
Brad Mai shows me his well-stocked paper products aisle. He and his family have owned and operated Mize's Thriftway in Clearwater since 1971. He says the toilet paper crisis has passed, mostly.
You're just not going to, you can't be picky on what kind you want.
Mize says in the early days of the pandemic's arrival in Kansas, a sign of what was coming came from how customers were piling groceries into their shopping carts.
Instead of coming in and buying 20 items, they were filling a basket clear up. And not a lot of people do that. So we knew something was going on then, and then from there it just boomed.
Has it let up at all? Is it still that
yes,
way right now?
Last Sunday it has dropped dramatically. People aren't panicking like they were. I think they realize that we're still going to be here. We're not leaving. We're not closing. And we're still getting product. We're not getting everything, but the product we do get, we got produce, we're getting meat, we're getting frozen food, dairy. So,
what are you having trouble getting?
Mostly cleaning supplies, dish detergents, soups.
Soups. Interesting.
Yeah, Campbell's soup the last 5 years has been flat. And when this hit, their sales have increased 180%.
According to the New York Times, sales of Campbell's soup grew 59% in March. Still a brisk uptick. Grocery stores are doing a brisk business as well, and customers are showing their appreciation to those who keep the doors open and the shelves stocked. Mai says that isn't anything new in his small town store, where just about everyone knows his name.
People has, you know, always treated me nice, and they thank us for being open, for being here, and I appreciate it.
While those relationships won't change, he does expect some changes in how grocery stores operate, like in the deli section.
I used to have a salad bar. Is that going to come back? I think the day of the people sharing tongs in a salad bar is over.
That was Brad Mize of Mize's Thriftway. To learn more about this store and how it's working to keep customers and employees safe, go to KMUW.org. It's the first Friday of the month, at last, meaning it's time to talk a little art. What's a documentarian to do when he can't go outside to shoot? For Lester Rowe, the answer was directing his first fictional short film called Stay Home. Because of social distancing, he wrote and starred in the film, and his apartment became the set. Torrin Anderson spoke with Rowe about the obstacles of shooting a film while home alone.
Write what you know is what they say. That doesn't mean shooting an isolation film in a messy apartment. You probably had a few days to clean beforehand, so you probably walked into a clean set, right?
Yeah. Designing the place was difficult. I'm looking around at it now. There were certain things that you have to do because, you know, I knew that I was I'm going to use that direction. I'm going to use this direction. I'm going to use the bathroom. Let's get everything with a brand out the way. But let's also make sure it looks like someone lives here. I'm in the kitchen, and I'm like, I guess I'll go ahead and clean the kitchen up.
Roe primarily makes documentaries that range from stories about boxers to barbershops. He says he was excited to use his first narrative to experiment with symbolism. The skull is a recurring theme.
The skulls and seeing a lot of that is really kind of setting you up for what ultimately happens at the end. So like this particular skull, the one that you see quite a bit, is kind of a celestial looking skull. It actually was made for me by a friend of mine who did the theme song for Stay Home.
Roe's friends were not with him during the shoot, but they provided set pieces, voice work, and some even came to him in dreams.
I had a dream because one of my friends actually felt like she contracted COVID-19.
So I actually just left the doctor and they said I have it. I tested positive.
That first scene is almost kind of like what happened in that dream. And I woke up and said, I bet I can do this. I bet I can figure this out and do an isolation film. And the rest was history. I ended up with Stay Home.
Making a film during a pandemic has its restrictions, but Roe used those limitations for inspiration.
I'm practicing, you know, what they want us to practice. I could have called in a crew. I could have did some things outside, went to the store, showed paper towel line aisles and things like that. But no, I created a world within a space. I created art and I used my time. I made something that can be entertaining, that can be newsworthy, and it's appropriate for the time.
Stay Home is about what it's like to be alone in an apartment while sick with COVID-19. The ending may come as a surprise, though. That's what Roe is hoping.
All the little pieces of puzzles and breadcrumbs that I've been showing you from the opening scene all the way to this moment to hopefully create some suspense and then maybe a shocking moment and a very uncomfortable ending. If I did my job, you will walk away uncomfortable.
You can find a link to Stay Home and more of Lester Roe's work on our website, kmuw.org. And one last thing. T.S. Eliot wrote, April is the cruelest month. And for those directly affected by the coronavirus, it certainly was. For many of us, though, April was the most boring month. Never before has a walk around the block or an order of carryout been so cherished. The calendar, mercifully, has turned to May. And as the landscape greens and the sun warms our faces, we look forward to better days. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.